At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Al's Spirits and Music here in Reform, Alabama. My name is Hunter Myers, and today we're doing a session titled Closed on Sundays. This first song is called Taking Your Time.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking your time. There's nothing wrong with taking your time. Yeah, that wildflower does just fine. Ain't nothing wrong with taking your time. Funny how the sunshine knows where to go. Nobody tells the water to flow. Yeah, when the wind decides it wants to blow, oh, I reckon it'll blow.
This next song is the song that I actually took down to the Jimmy Rogers songwriting contest a couple of years ago, and I was fortunate enough to win with this song. And it was one of those that didn't mean a whole lot to me until I played it in a different setting. And I think that kind of changed it for me. This one's called Playing Along.
Yeah, I think I've been out here for way too long. And I've been searching over every bridge and turning over every stone, and it's still coming up wrong. Yeah, I'm afraid I've been out here way too long. I think we're all playing along, hanging on to what we know. You say you ain't scared, I know it ain't so. I think we're all just playing along. Lately I've been trying to find the peace of me. Oh, and I lost my mind. I've been searching for that piece of me I lost when I took my last sip of wine. Yeah, I've been out here and I've been patient. Lord, give me a sign.
This next song is actually the only song that I ended up exiting the year 2020 with. We had all that extra time on our hands, and I did write this one song. And it's titled, I Think Somebody's Smoking All My Weed. Of course, I do live alone. So the mystery goes on.
Here I am, I'm knocking on your door. Yeah, it seems I got the same problem that I had before. Well, I woke up this morning only to find, yeah, you know it was a worst case scenario. You know my stash was all dry. Yeah, and I needed somebody smoking on my weed. Yeah, well, I don't know who it is, but I know it ain't missing. I really think I think somebody is smoking on my weed. Yeah, and if we roll one up, we'll solve this mystery. Oh yeah, I think there's somebody is smoking on my weed. Oh, well, I don't know who it is, but I know it ain't leave me sick. I said I think there's somebody smoking on my weed. Yeah, if I think about it real hard, if I think about it real hard, I know it's me.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us at Owl's Spirits and Music.
Once upon a time in reform.
Sitting alone and not really, but you know.
How is the Kool-Aid soda?
It sucks.
I can only testify to the orange. You haven't tried the grape?
I ain't tried the grape, but the orange is good.
Do you have a cold one?
Yes.
I had to try one before I go.
Fine. There you go. Welcome to you to Porch Talk. Sure, I was selling. We're back. Storefront. Again.
Yeah. Stow show number two.
Stow show.
Cop scared.
Cop scared of the store.
We had Hunter Myers here today. First.
Great drive. Fucking show, too.
Yeah.
He great. Showed out.
He does it. He does it up.
45-minute set. Man, we had some people come out today to watch it local, and people drove to come see it. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
I came up expecting it to just be us again, and I came out like, shit, yeah, parking lot's full.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a crowd. It was nice.
Guys, I got a little bit of the meat sweats. We've been eating good.
Yeah, hell
yeah. If you enjoyed the 30-minute shorty last Sunday, I have news. I think we're going to run a little bit later this time. Because we learned our lesson.
Yeah.
We have ate everywhere in Columbus and to ad nauseum to where we're taking advantage of Northport and Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And this is now a food review show.
Yeah, we are now reviewing food.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, fucking top notch. We were just driving around. We had no plan. No plan at all. We were just like, we're going to Tuscaloosa to eat. Because there's more to choose from. That was our whole shtick the whole
no
time.
No Mexican.
And no like,
Taco
Mexican.
Bell, Taco Casa. Mamarita.
If you know anything about Columbus at all, you know there's 10 billion Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
And we've eaten at every one of them 47 times. Yeah. I'm tired of it. I eat Mexican every day. You know, most days for lunch, I go get me a burrito. And then sometimes I'll even have it for dinner. Yeah. I'm just fucking tired of it, man. There's so much more to choose from over there.
But last week, you know, we ate it at Chow's.
Yeah, Chow's.
It's country buffet.
Southern.
It said country buffet.
It said country buffet.
It says country buffet. But it doesn't tell you what country.
Yeah, it doesn't say what country.
It had just about everything.
It had every country. It had Italy. Yeah. It had China. It had
America.
It had some other shit. It had some.
It had it all.
It had whatever you look. It had some seafood.
It was all good. Yeah.
It had Cajun style food. Mm. It was phenomenal.
It was good.
My favorite thing to do while we was there, and nobody fell for it, but I tricked myself into it. John sat back down after his second one, and I said, you know, it's $10 a plate.
What?
I thought about it, and I was like, this food is too good. It should be $10
It probably is $10 a plate.
It probably could be $10 a plate, and I mean, I would pay for it once. And then I would talk about how great Mr. Chow's was.
Yeah. But it was definitely good though. We will definitely go there again.
We're definitely gonna go there again.
We did not go there again this time.
Yeah,
but
this time.
We went to the oyster house.
Yeah.
I mean it's
pretty damn good.
And nobody got oysters.
Not a single oyster.
I just wasn't feeling it tonight. You know. I like oysters, but you know.
I get kind of skeptical of real deep like real thick seafood so far landlocked.
Away from, yeah.
Yeah. I question the freshness.
Yeah. I'm kind of like that too in certain aspects, yeah.
I mean, I'll eat some shrimp and I'll eat some fish, but after that, you know, no octopus for me, no nothing like that.
Oh, come on, John.
Some octopi.
What do they call it? Calamari? That's squid.
Calamari is good. That's squid, yeah.
Yeah, that's squid. That's good too.
Oh yeah, I like calamari.
Yeah, man, I had some shrimp Italian, man.
Yeah.
The shrimp Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Heater.
Yeah.
I was inspecting your plate because I'm like, damn, that sounds good as fuck.
I wish there was more shrimp.
First thing that pissed me off was the amount of shrimp.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Second thing that pissed me off.
Still had tails.
Still had tails. Now, I get it. It's for presentation and whatever and whatnot. There ain't a damn soul on this planet that likes eating shrimp tails. Nobody. There's people that do it, but nobody likes it.
I know many.
I eat them with their fried, but...
Yeah. I mean, no, dude, that is their exoskeleton.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
good
roughage.
You're eating their bones.
It's all right.
Some people like it, dude. Yeah. Remember, he's coon ass.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I bet you eat fucking, what is it? fish fans and shit. Ooh. Like fried fish fans.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Y'all are fucking weird.
It's crunchy. Like
yeah,
a chill.
Yeah, but it's a fucking fish fin.
Yeah, so it's fried. It's cooked.
It's
fried.
That's weird.
Not like I'm pulling it right out of them.
It's like the people that eat fucking pig's feet. Yeah. Or not pig's feet, but chicken feet.
Yeah, you know.
That's weird.
What about cow tongue?
Some people like
cow tongue is so strange.
What?
I got a friend of mine that's like, oh man, linguine tacos are the best. I'm like, no, they are not.
You ever had a cactus taco?
Yeah, I have. It's good.
That is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh yeah.
I like cactus. Cactus is very, very good to eat, really.
What about pig snoots?
Nope. I don't eat any of that shit.
They're delicious. They're like
turkey legs.
It's like a pork rind on steroids.
No souse meat for me.
Some souse meat too. Yeah.
No, none of that.
Yeah. Give me some hog head cheese.
Chicken liver.
Nope. Yep. I don't eat livers, gizzards, none of that shit.
Oh yeah. I like a gizzard better than I do a liver.
You like the texture? I'm more of a liver guy.
I like the chewiness of a gizzard. It kind of it's.
Y'all gonna make me vomit. That shit is nasty. Yeah. That's like prehistoric food. That's like prehistory food.
Well, that shit's so good.
You got to get back to your roots sometimes. It's what it is, you know?
No, they stopped eating that shit for a reason.
Because people lost their way.
No, they decided we're not eating this fucking trash anymore.
Till that's KFC, man. I'll go to KFC, just get me a box of livers.
I mean, I know people that do that, and I think it's weird as fuck. I'm like, how you even eat that little bullshit? Good. It's like not even good. It's mainly bready.
It's got a little heartiness in it.
Yeah.
It's crunchy. It's got the meat has like a powdery texture.
Well, it's not meat. Yes. It's not meat. It's an organ.
And it sucks. It's gross.
Yeah. I mean, tell you your own, dude.
I want to eat. If I'm gonna eat some meat, I want it to be a fucking muscle.
Hell yeah. I like that too.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I buy any muscle. Yeah. I'll eat any muscle.
I fuck with turkey leg.
That is weird as shit.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
How you even cook a fucking turkey leg?
Broil it.
Why?
Boil it, broil it.
That's so fucking weird, man. I don't eat weird shit like
you ever,
that.
You ever had a good one, dude? You'll like it.
No, I won't. I guarantee I won't. Because I'd be like, this is fucking weird. This is nothing. There's no meat on here.
You thought turkey meat was like dark, leaner? The turkey neck meat, it's like the thigh on a chicken. It's like the best.
So it's the turkiest tasting turkey.
Yeah.
That's where the gobble comes from.
Yeah, that's that gobble, dog. That's where that 101 comes
from. They put everything, including the gobble, in there.
Yeah.
Know what it is.
I've eaten bull nuts now. I have done that.
You always eat testicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've eaten bull nuts. But now
is that considered organ? That's not muscle.
Yeah,
I don't like the whole, the big ones. I like them cut in a little, little strips.
You don't like to put the whole nut in his mouth.
Yeah, I don't want the whole nut in my mouth. I just want to lick the edge.
You don't want to feel it pop. He just wants.
Yeah,
to,
I just want
to. He just wants it to sliver down his throat.
I just want the slime down.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you're talking to somebody in your travels, especially if you was like eating street food out in California.
I ate a lot of food out in Cali.
You fuck with some weird shit.
Yeah.
I got a burrito at this truck stop. I'm pretty sure it was Lingue. You know, cow tongue.
Cow tongue. Right.
Yeah. But damn, they had some kind of gravy, like brown gravy on it too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you get anything cooked right, it's gonna be good. You just don't tell me what it is. That's the whole thing.
I want that burrito. They're like, do you want beef or chicken? I'm like, I want beef. Little did I know, I was thinking steak or like a ground beef.
The very tongue.
No, it was tongue. I'm sure because it was kind of like a roast texture almost.
Yeah,
and that's cow tongue.
I'm like, the only way my parents really got me to try like things was not telling me what it was until afterwards. So I'm like, okay, I was okay with that too. Like, give me like when I first started eating like frog legs and stuff like that. Here, try this chicken leg. I was like, all right, cool. And
now frog,
I'm like, oh, frog legs are good, right. And then all this other stuff and rattlesnake and whatnot. And I was like, yeah,
I don't like them after they cool off. Like, they got to be hot frog legs.
Yeah, they got to be jumping still.
I have seen them do that shit.
Yeah, they do it.
I fought with alligator.
I think alligator's good.
But I tell you, like, it's true, like what people say about it. Like, You go off on a tangent. Everything tastes like chicken.
Alligator has the texture of fish, but tastes like chicken.
Yes,
that's the best way to describe it. I mean, but yeah,
alligator. It's strange that it's got the texture of fish because of how fucking strong they are.
That's just their outer. That's their exoskeleton, so to speak.
Yeah.
Not really.
You're not eating the meat.
No, you're eating the meat of the tail usually. Yeah. You're not eating the outer fucking.
Yeah. You don't eat that tail.
Yeah. Yeah. You make a damn handbag out of that, you know, or some boots.
What you chewing on over there, man?
Alligator tail.
$85 and a bit of a kabadi.
This was going to be some boots, but I said, shit, let me chew on a license jerky.
Mercy.
Alligator jerky. Yep, there you go.
I've had some alligator jerky that was good, but I'm sure it was just tail meat.
I've been trying to save this for Kai, but... Like, I know we talked a little bit about Happy Gilmore too, but if he ain't here, I gotta say, if you ain't watched it, give it a go.
As soon as I get a way to watch Netflix.
We can't do it because you ain't seen it yet.
No, go ahead and do it. It's not gonna spoil shit for me because I don't remember.
I wasn't even gonna do spoilers really. Mm-hmm. It was just like, man, it's just.
I've heard mixed reviews. I had another good friend of mine say the Eminem part was kind of stale. Dumb.
I thought I'd laugh that loud.
Yeah, it was all good. I liked it. I'm not gonna say anything bad about it.
Yeah, I can't.
I think they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
For 30 years apart, I think that was good.
That's another thing I was thinking about too. It's 30 years apart, and generally, if they wait that long in between the movie, it's usually
crap. But this, I mean, considering that it's 30 years. Away from each other.
What was that Keanu Reeves superhero?
Oh, Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah.
The sequel on that sucked. That was like a 30-year
jump. Yeah, it was a 30-year jump, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Well, ain't watchable.
I watched it.
Yeah, just like, I was like,
this is a movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't notable by any means.
The only way it would have been if they would have brought George Carlin back from the grave.
Yeah, had a hologram or something.
Yeah, something. Shit. Yeah.
That was something else interesting, just kind of like the, and it all might be fan fiction, but just all of the adjusting that Sandler had to do in like just the past couple of years, because Chubbs passed away a year ago, and then like when he decided like he couldn't get the role and the comebacks that he wanted, so he had to readjust the whole story. Maxi Golf wasn't even going to be a thing at first.
Yeah.
Like that was the pivot, so they say. And then even like I've seen like people like crap on like worst villain in a movie in a long time, and I was like, dude, like what do you, instead of like a hand detector, he has a breath detector and it says fart confirmed.
Fart detected.
Lets him in because his breath is so bad.
Okay.
And so like it's good parts, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be funny because Adam Sandler, he can't, if he shoots for funny, he always hits it.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be some parts they're like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's got some goofiness to him. But that's part of it.
Yeah.
I don't like all of his stand-up like CDs like from all his stand-up shows from back in the day, and they all had some great skits and they had some damn dumbass skits.
His music irritates me.
Well, not the music. I mean, he had like skits and stuff on them which were fucking hilarious for some reason. Like the goat. You don't remember the damn goat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Crank it up, fucker.
I'm sitting right here, man.
I don't like the music.
I've been watching Uncut Gems, The Cobbler.
Yeah.
Like the he has a movie about a dude that works on shoes.
Mm-hmm. Walk a man in another man's shoes. That's the whole premise of it.
Huh.
It's on Tubi for free.
I had to check that out. What's it called?
The Cobbler.
I had to watch that.
Not Peach Cobbler, just The Cobbler.
Yes.
It'd be cool if it was Peach Cobbler too. I love Peach Cobbler.
Yeah. There's Peach Cobbler involved in the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He'd be a cobbling.
Made it even better.
He's the cobbler.
He's got Steve Buscemi in it, whom I love.
I love Steve Buscemi.
I mean, yeah, he's got to be in a Sandler film. That's just how it goes, you know?
I think I like Steve Buscemi more than I like fucking Adam Sandler.
You're going to love Steve Buscemi and Happy Gilmore too then.
Oh, yeah.
He was as goofy as ever.
Oh, yeah.
He has a tendency to piss on mailboxes.
Hell yes.
Like, that's how you get introduced to him.
We were talking about pissing on City Hall in North or in Tuscaloosa today.
Hi, Ed.
It's true. It's true. That's what happens.
Yeah, when you're walking, you know. They need to have, like, bathrooms just out.
Public bathrooms.
Just out.
A place for the homeless to sleep, shit, and piss.
They wouldn't do it in the fucking street.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
It'd be aight.
I mean, they wouldn't ever have no toilet paper or no soap in there.
No.
But you don't need that. You just need a place to run in and piss right quick. You'd think with all the bars, they would do some shit like that.
Yeah, they
just make a urinal inside of one of the damn spouts on the side of the, you know,
or
the
one
gutters.
Of the corridors.
Make a urinal in the gutter where it yeah. comes down. That's all you can do. That way it just comes out right on their feet.
Or just be, like, drunk and pissing and walking the sidewalk and, like, you're that place we came by that had the cardboard paper on the window. You're just, like, leaned up against it pissing and people, like, move cardboard and they, like, watch
there you.
Are.
What? Y'all are open?
What? Oh, shit.
We thought we heard something like water hitting the glass. Like,
we thought a pipe busted. Raining. Yeah, we thought a pipe busted.
Yeah. Speaking of which, right before you got here, dude, the whole place.
Oh, yeah.
The whole building smelled like burnt hair out of nowhere. There was no breaker.
There was nothing.
Trip. There was no sign. There was no smoke. But damn, it smelled like somebody left their damn hair in the damn curler too long.
That might be your ghost, man. Might be what your ghost smells like.
Good thing. He'd probably come through. You want to check out the show.
Or it may be Tabitha up there in the attic smoking meth.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That could be. That's plausible.
I've been living up here for weeks.
Living up here for weeks.
Tab three times, Tabby.
Like, there's the door right there. Is she?
Yeah. Golly, wouldn't that be something?
If she came down and was like, oh, I thought y'all was gone. She's, like, coming down with, like, a book to read while she shits in your bathroom. That's why your toilet got fucked up.
Yeah.
That's she stepped on the sink.
She showered in there.
She tried to shower in the sink, and that's why it's broke.
Very well could be.
But how has business gone this week?
Yesterday was the best day we ever had.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that going around. The aquarium had its. I was talking to Bart, and he was saying they had the best weekend they'd had.
I don't know. I guess if it's just because Friday was the first, and yeah. You know Saturday was the second, and everybody
school going back and shit.
Like school back. Yeah. Like I think it was a mix of things.
Yeah.
Probably
not. Yeah. But yeah, dude. I mean, like, and we changed our store hours this weekend. Like we did.
How are you doing the whole midnight thing? That's what I wanted to know.
Just closing at midnight.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand that, but how? I didn't think you could. I thought it had to stop at 10.
No.
ABC stores do. They have to stop at 9.
I thought it was a liquor store like compliance thing.
No, it's that part is up to the city and there's no mandate, no law.
Shit, I would be open until then.
Well, it ain't worth it.
Nothing is worth it in the beginning.
Yeah.
He needs to sleep too sometimes.
I do like to sleep.
Well, that's why you got Tabitha bringing in the meth.
That's a good idea.
There you go. Got a whole other outlook on things now.
Yeah, I mean, you just run this motherfucker 24 hours a day, 6 days a week.
That would be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of drunk ass people around.
You'd definitely see the ghost then.
Yeah. Or you would catch Tabitha on the way to the bathroom in the morning.
One or the other. Or both.
Oh, Tabby, my Tabby.
Speaking of ghosts, though, we got more Annabelle news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, as it turns out, Matt Rife has now purchased Ed and Lorraine Warren's house and museum, including all the artifacts in it, which includes Annabelle. So he is now the legal guardian.
I don't know what that cost.
I don't know, but I saw a TikTok where he was announcing where he had just purchased it. He doesn't legally own it, but he is the legal guardian for at least the next 5 years or so. So, and I was like, that's pretty wild.
He's gonna die. He's gonna die.
He might, yeah.
And doesn't kill it.
He owns all the, you know, because they all have all that haunted, crazy shit.
There's just so much around the Annabelle doll, though, that's unexplained. That I think that thing needs to be destroyed. And I'm usually for the occult type shit.
I wonder if something that powerful, like, it's one of those things, like, where you try to destroy it, and it's like, it can only be destroyed by the fires of Mount Doom. You have to cast it into a volcano in September.
Yeah, I mean, that may be the case, because, you know, things that have power, you cannot destroy it.
Yeah. It is what it is, but I thought that was crazy. Yeah, it's for real.
That's crazy.
It's a thing.
How do I know Matt Rife? What does he do?
He's a comedian. He was on Wild Mouth, and he was on a whole bunch of other things, and he's got his own.
He had the jaw surgery, and then, like, I don't know, like, I can give you the whole scope. Like, when he first came out with the jaw surgery, good-looking, attractive guy, crowd work. He's the guy that made, like, crowd work. He's the reason why everybody posts crowd work videos.
Yeah,
he was king of crowd work.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was blowing up, dude, and, like, it was white girl magic. Like, all the hotties loved
him. Oh, yeah. And then
his special came out, and, like, you actually got to see his comedy, and a lot of them were, like, disgusted.
Yeah.
And so what he did was, if you don't like this comedy, he shared a link for, like, a retarded, like, helmet.
Yeah.
He said, here, if you don't like my special, order one of these. And then, like, his demographic changed again. And he was, like, into I would say, like, older women who, like, believe everything they see on social media.
Oh, yeah. Those people.
Yeah.
The ones that's like, if you don't share this post, Facebook's going to take all your photos.
Yeah. Yeah, that type.
Yeah.
I stand with Jeffrey Epstein. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, man.
I believe in Bigfoot.
I believe in
Bigfoot. He is real. He's out there. Big.
You ain't seen all the viral videos of Bigfoot eating mushrooms and taking honey packs and shit?
Those are for real.
It's AI. Did y'all see, like, that earthquake that happened off, like, the eastern shore of Russia?
Yeah, all the tsunamis and shit.
And then all the AI videos, because, like, TikTokers, like, people who TikTok for a living, that were living in Hawaii, they were like, we're being told to evacuate, that, you know, the magnitude of the tsunami from this earthquake is going to destroy, like, this whole island.
Yeah.
And then what did those jackasses do? They turned around and made AI videos of Hawaii, like, just being swallowed by a tsunami.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't believe nothing.
Yeah, my mom showed me. She's like, look at this. I was like, that ain't real.
That's not real.
That is not real. She's like, what? I was like, no, it's not real.
That ain't it.
Like, that's not even what a tsunami does right there.
If you look closely, they never can get the shadows right. And now that I said that, they'll have the shadows right tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every time I say something about back doors into fucking streaming services, they fucking lock them down. So I'm not saying nothing else about that shit.
Now, oh, wait a minute. They know.
Yeah, I'm not saying nothing else about that. I'm not saying what other streaming services I steal.
Well, I mean, like, what about other news? It's like, is there any news on, like, Strangers?
Strangers is still September the 26th, I do believe.
Yeah.
Of course, I think also around in September is the Conjuring, the final chapter.
Yeah.
So, to go along with Annabelle and that, too. I mean, that's
I wonder
Ed and Lorraine, of course.
I wonder if it'll star Matt Rife now.
No, he might be in it. Yeah, might be. I think they've already finished it, and then this has happened, so I don't know how.
They're going to have to rewrite it now.
Yeah, he's going to have to put a cameo on that bitch.
Yeah, he'll cameo himself in doing crowd work to the ghost.
He's going to walk, he's going, I like this place. I think I might buy it.
This place is
the
cool.
Final chapter after next.
Yeah.
Matt Rife finds out what an evil doll can really do.
And it shows all the shit, like what happened in New Orleans and, you know, the
All the shit that's happened in the last damn couple of months. Yeah.
everywhere Annabelle went.
The handler that died after it.
Yeah, and then they showed Matt Rife like, oh.
Yeah.
Signing the paperwork, holding Annabelle.
You about to die, yeah, bitch. Yeah.
They will see it all over Facebook.
Yeah, Matt
Rife. R.I.P.
Annabelle strikes
again. You got Ozzy. You got Hulk Hogan. You got Matt Rife.
Shit.
What's next? Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Damn. God, one can hope, right?
He's the only if.
All right.
Somebody save me.
That's a good impression.
He's like, let me put his cheeseburger down. Somebody save me.
All from myself.
Cheers.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that's Jelly Roll. We are huge fans.
Huge
Jelly Roll heads.
Huge.
Brother.
Huge.
Yeah.
We broke some news. You probably was aware of this. I was telling Jughead and Trey about Red Ragtop.
Yeah.
And I was like, they had never really paid attention or like thought about the song. And I was like, you know, it's a song about abortion.
I see that.
Verse 2. I mean, it's plain as day. And then we put the song on and Trey like listened to the lyrics. He's like, this is dark.
That's a dark ass song, dude.
Yeah.
And that's like people used to have that fucking.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Song in their weddings and shit. I'm like,
on the back of that. On the day she stopped.
Yeah.
Loving me.
There you go. Well, speaking of other music that we're a fan of. I'm probably the only one that's a fan. I'm the only one that's actually a Juggalo. So I know that y'all don't really care for Insane Clown Posse, but I've got to say this. So we got the 25th anniversary of Gathering of the Juggalos.
I saw that flyer.
Okay. So just listen to what's on this, who's gonna be there, and you might change your mind about
Limp Bizkit.
No, absolutely not. That would be cool, but no. Insane Clown Posse, of course, is going to be there.
Yeah, it'd be funny. Lucero.
Tech N9ne.
All right, I'm in it.
3-6 Mafia.
Yep.
Wow.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Fuck yes. Wow.
John Mayer.
Gwar.
Hell fucking yeah.
Mushroom Head.
Okay.
I mean, and Cottonmouth Kings.
All right, I like Cottonmouth Kings.
I was like, that's a damn... there's more on there too, but those are like the most notable the mains, ones for sure. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty damn good 25th anniversary right there.
I had a homie go to the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh yeah,
he painted up.
Yeah,
Jeremy.
Yeah, I know Jeremy. Yeah,
yeah, he went to the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Hell yeah, that's I bet it was fucking awesome.
So they had a fucking blast.
It's in Ohio.
Is that where they're from?
They're from Detroit. Yeah,
that's why Eminem loves them so much.
Yep,
of course.
And you know he had a new album come out.
Yeah,
actually, really fucking good.
Yeah. Wouldn't doubt it. It's got to be.
Is he giving his cousin head?
Mm-mm. But he does. He does throw back to like Stan.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other songs off like the Marshall Mathers LP.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the beginning long play.
Yeah. He's talking about you can hear like clips of the real Slim Shady in the background on some of the songs.
Oh, man, homage.
Yeah.
Not really. Not really at all.
Oh.
It's good. It's really good.
Is he calling it stupid?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily calling it stupid, but the people that liked it.
Yeah. People that were really into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like all the ones that dyed their hair with them.
Yeah,
and all
that
kind of
really
shit,
went into
that did the whole I'm Slim Shady.
He really pulled old Eminem out of the hat on it. I will say that.
There you go. That's a cool twist, I guess. Making fun of your own.
He gets his ass whooped by that. Your own fan.
I saw that clip. That I've seen that clip. Yeah, I have seen that. And I thought that was hilarious.
Yep.
Does he lose his hand?
No, well, maybe.
He loses his
life. He loses a lot of it.
Oh, he does? Hell yes.
He's got a 30-second cameo.
Yeah. Shows his ass for sure.
Oh, he's only in there for 30 seconds? My buddy's like, Eminem's part just ruined the movie. Motherfucker, it was 30 seconds.
That's a fucking cameo.
Jackass. He's that
guy's son.
Yeah, and I like that character.
And then when Adam turns around and look at him, he's got his pants pulled down and his bare ass is there. And then he's, how I wish my dad could see this, Gilmore.
Jackass. All right. The person that told me it wasn't good doesn't know what good is.
It's good.
John Daly. I mean, like, everybody's cameo. Like, even that Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny.
He did a good damn job.
Bad Bunny actually stole the show.
Oh, yeah. Bad Bunny did a good job.
Hispanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
Kid Cudi's in it.
Yeah, you told me. Y'all were saying that last week. What was the chick? Was there a chick? There was a chick in Happy Gilmore.
Virginia Bennett.
Yeah, is she that?
Briefly.
Kinda. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's kinda there.
Yeah. I might have to find some Netflix.
Yeah.
They still jailbreaking fire sticks these days.
You talk to Walter.
Yeah. We got a friend. Because I ain't buying no streaming service, man. Because, like, now, you know, they're merging all of them together, making you think you're getting a deal, right?
Yeah. Like, it's the same as DirecTV now.
You can get this one, and this one.
Yeah.
But this show has one season here. Like, we were talking about earlier outside. One season's here. Yeah. One season's over on this one that's not part of the fucking bundle. You have to go get this streaming service to finish watching the fucking show you were watching over here. It's stupid. They're trying to make it like fucking cable again. It's going to be more expensive.
I swear we called that.
Yeah.
It's going to be more expensive than cable was.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you get all of them.
If you have everything, you'll be it'd be more. I pay $150 a month for streaming services.
Yeah.
Well, you have all of them.
Some do.
Yeah, and that's fucking stupid. Yeah. You don't own it.
Nope.
It's just like the peer-to-peer networks. Yeah. From when you were streaming shit, from stealing shit. You know, it's just like those. Nobody owns it. The people that have the servers don't even own it. So why are they able to put a price on what it's worth to watch it?
Yeah, it's the same thing with like
Spotify. I mean, I love my premium Spotify.
I mean, I think about it like with credit card machines. It's like whoever provides the machine is charging a percentage of whatever that draw is.
Yeah,
that's why.
Why?
What's the point of that service?
What? Yeah. Why don't we need you?
And then, like, the moment somebody fucking figured that out, they all started doing it. It's like we get away with 0.03%.
We can do
0.3. We can do 2.5 easy.
Yeah, we can do 0.3.
We just not 0.03. All we have is 0.3. Just the access. We're just the middleman.
Yeah, and we don't do shit. No. Not a fucking thing is done by us. But you have to pay for what we do. Yeah. You have to pay for what we do, but we're not doing shit.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster, man.
Yep, same thing. That's why I like to go to the band's website to order tickets.
Yeah. Direct from,
and then sometimes they direct you to fucking Ticketmaster.
Yeah, that's what you get. There's a lot of places too that like they like just per se, like Sleep Token in example, they won't accept tickets unless they're from Ticketmaster because of everybody who's scalping the shit out of them too. They would get them and they would scalp the fuck out of them.
That's how they got rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. So they were like, you couldn't get one from StubHub and then it be honored. It had to come straight from there. Or if it was a resold ticket, it wouldn't take it. It was just like, what the hell?
Squeezing every penny they can. can.
I tell you, like, even when it comes to like Alabama football games, man, like they don't do digitally printed tickets anymore. You don't have a ticket stub. Mm-mm. It's all on a phone.
All digital. Yeah,
and you can't just be like, hey, buddy, you want a ticket? You have to go if you want to give somebody a ticket.
Yeah.
You have to go through the app.
Yeah, you have. They both have to have accounts, and you have to move it over to them.
It has to be gifted through that. Yeah,
through the app, and that way this app knows. Well, this person bought the ticket, didn't use it.
It's a pain in the ass, but I get it. I get why it's like that. But damn, because because you can't, if you could screenshot it, oh, here it is.
Oh,
here's
one.
He'd get them all over the fucking place, you know. But
I mean, it's, you know, back when they did, like, the printed tickets.
Yeah, stuff, those were.
I'll never forget it, man. I was, it was before kickoff. We were sitting at our seats, and this couple walked down, and they had, like, these fake-ass tickets. I don't even know how they got to the game. And they came in, and they were like, oh, excuse me, you're sitting in our seat. And I said, really? That's interesting. Because I've been sitting here for 15 years.
Season tickets.
And I was like, let me see your ticket. And I pulled mine out and I showed him. I was like, you see the difference? Like, I have a football player on it. You have like some.
You got a soccer player on yours.
Yeah, you got some bullshit.
And then like, we've known security forever. Security guy walks down. Problem, Mr. Alders? And I said, they need help.
They need help. Yeah, help them.
Let them break the news to
we're
them.
Good. We're good. Yeah. They need help.
They need help. They're in the wrong spot. I hate it.
It is what it is. How they got through the damn.
You got gypped.
Through the walkway. They did. At least y'all made it in.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I like the jam band scene. Because in the jam band scene, all you got to do is buy the ticket.
You don't buy a seat.
No, you don't buy. You just buy your entrance.
Yeah. Red Rocks is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't buy a seat. They know how many tickets they can sell.
How many people will hold, and you get there. You get where you get. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like the assigned seats, but I hate them at the same time. It's kind of like, what the fuck?
I hate the people that are all fucking uppity about assigned seats. Yeah, like if you're like, especially in the upper levels.
Oh yeah, oh,
and there's
We're
fucking
all
50 empty seats beside you.
Yeah,
and you're sitting in fucking Queen Karen's fucking seat.
Excuse me, that's my seat.
I'm like, there's fucking 50 other seats right there.
There's 50,000 people in front of us, too. Like,
you, I'm like, just
you
actually,
not like you got the best seat in the house.
You come out better if you're like right there.
Yeah, I'll give you mine. It's up there.
I'm like, just pick one to sit there.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But, man, there's fucking seat Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate that shit. I can't fucking just get where you can get.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hell yeah. I'm with it.
And that's why I like general admission venues, because it's first come, first serve.
That's right. You just get there.
Just
you
get there.
Get where you're going to get.
In and you get and where
like
you're
like festivals,
get.
The same way.
Same way.
You're there. You know?
That's one reason I always like festivals so much. You got multi-stages.
Yeah, you can choose what you want to do.
Yeah, you can choose.
You play on your day.
But it sucks when there's like three bands playing you want to see at the same time. It's like, I got to catch like a quarter of each.
All right, I'm going to stay for the first three songs here, then I'm going to go to this stage for three songs.
Yeah, you're trying to like determine where's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to blah, blah, blah for the closer.
Yeah. Hope I don't miss Last Resort.
That was always so much fun, dude, is like plotting.
Oh, yeah.
Plotting your,
like getting
your stages.
Getting the map and getting where, all right, I'm going here, and then I'm going to go here, then I'm going, oh,
hold on, what time are they playing?
I'm going to miss them.
Dude, they're playing at the same time.
Yeah.
And you, fuck.
And you and your buddies say that to each other 15 times that day.
Yeah.
What time
is that? Yeah.
Oh.
You got a schedule on your
it's
phone,
like,
too.
We already know it.
We done talked about this for 25 minutes. Yeah. I don't even remember 25 minutes ago.
It's like, we even printed this bitch out and circled them in red.
You know what? I think I'm just going to go see Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Hey, don't sleep on that. That'd be a good show.
Hell yeah. That was
Découillet.
You ought to know.
You ought to know.
That's pretty good.
Hey.
Cut it out.
That feels like the other guys now. Instead of TLC references, it's Alanis.
Alanis Morissette. I don't know. That's fucking Meredith Brooks and shit. one of those angry bitch singers from the early 2000s.
I'm like a bird on a flyway. I know it's so bad.
I don't know where I'm going.
And then Jewel, okay. She wanted to be angry, but she was just homeless and sad.
Yeah.
She came in with the angry lady music of the 2000s and late 90s.
Then she found her intuition.
She was just...
Taste the rain on your lips.
That's not her.
Oh, man. That's intuition.
No one else can feel it for you.
Hell yeah.
Only you can let it in.
Let it in.
When your heart begins.
Alright, we got our new karaoke session here now.
Hell yeah.
Well, good thing about it, my open mic now provides that.
Yeah, it does apparently.
Yeah.
Hey, why not?
And it's always a good show.
I mean, if somebody wants to.
The karaoke that you guys do. Yeah. What did she sing?
Brenton saved the day and he played guitar for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sister Golden Hair by America.
Uh-huh.
Great song.
Yeah. It was a good song.
How did she do it? How was...
She didn't sing into the mic. She just looked at Brenton.
Looked by, yeah. She
went while in. He was doing it and just kind of mumbled.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was still good.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than karaoke.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, I don't mind, like, the first, teenage girl, like, may or may not have been ever on a stage.
You could tell she was nervous. Yeah,
nervous, but like this is like.
But she did the whole damn thing.
Yeah, she did it.
So
that was worth it. And then like the couple and the friend walked up and was like, "Oh, I didn't know that was karaoke here," and I was like, "I wanted to explain." It was like, "No, no, no,
it's not." But
like, come on, read the room.
Yeah.
Like this was for her. Let's
see what we got going on here.
She wanted to test the waters on like if she could sing in front of people. Y'all,
we trying to help people come over fears and shit.
You're not. You're just trying to do something. Write a song, play guitar.
Well, what's crazy is they did earlier. That same group did earlier. Really? Then they got back up and wanted to karaoke.
Karaoke styled it.
Yeah.
Live music karaoke would be kind of cool.
Yeah, like with a band and shit.
That's what Linda and Linton did.
Yeah, if you can find somebody just play any fucking
anything. Any fucking weirdo song you can think of.
Yeah.
Or sound close enough to where it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean yeah. I don't mind covers. I know some people hate covers. I don't mind covers at all.
It depends on the artist.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like an open mic kind of setting. I want to hear.
Show me what you got.
I want to hear your shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you sing blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. If you want to, that's cool.
I mean, if they do it in a different style.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. Yeah, you know, cool. If they don't like, just do it like verbatim like the damn song and they do it in their own, you know, it's a little bit different, you know, than.
I don't care if you get up to do three songs and. You do two originals and one cover, but like you said, it's like you kind of made that cover your own.
Your own, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You kind of ruled the day on it.
Yeah.
Tough to do.
And, you know, a lot of artists, they use it to, like, pay tribute to their influencers and whatnot.
That's gay.
That is really gay.
It's like, you know, well.
Being like, I'm going to sing my favorite artist's song right quick.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you this. Like, my coworker, I was telling Hunter earlier, you'll hear it on Hunter's podcast, but my coworker used to be, like, a huge Tyler Childers fan, right?
Right.
And, his new album came out, like, this week, earlier.
Yeah, he's got a couple
like, three or four days ago. And he said, you listen to the new Tyler Childers? And I had, like, heard a song or two. I ain't, like, sat down with the album.
Sat down, really, and listened.
And I was like, yeah. He said, I liked that motherfucker a lot more when he was an alcoholic and a drug addict. I hope his wife leaves him.
Damn.
Give him some inspiration.
It's a little different, but it's still good.
He said, Alan, I'm sorry. I know you're like a songwriter or an artist. He's like, but the absolute worst of you brings out the absolute best in you.
Yeah. Some people write better when they're either depressed or really, really, really fucked up. I mean, truthfully.
I do most things better when I'm fucked up.
you do most things fucked up.
Yeah, I do most things fucked up.
So. I'm more tolerable.
You had to get good at it.
I'm more tolerable when I am, but I can flip it like that. I get mad and it's just
it's over with.
Flipping a switch. I'm a lot tamer if I've had a drink. I'm settled.
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah. Man, I just get another beer.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, see, that's me with smoking. I'm like, if I'm in a bad mood and I smoke and I don't get in a better... No, if it doesn't work, because sometimes I get in real bad moods. And sometimes it doesn't work. So I just keep going. Like, anything you want to get good at. Like I told my mom, like, anything you want to be good at, you got to practice at it.
I love this analogy.
Yeah, anything you want to get good at, you got to practice at it.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So... I'll keep going until my mood changes. And if I was still drinking alcohol, I had the same mentality when I was drinking alcohol. Just going to drink till it's better.
I remember drunk John. Yeah,
I'm drinking until I'm in a better mood.
Yep.
And sometimes I would get in a worse mood. Just depends.
Well, talk about a name that had some history on it.
Yeah.
Drunk John.
Drunk John. Yeah.
Yeah. And people that knew me from back then and hadn't seen me, you know, since I moved away and shit, and they like try to get me to drink, and I'm like, no, yeah. I'm good, man. I don't do that anymore. Yeah. They're like, uh-uh, you're lying. I'm like, no, dude, 5 years.
That's true.
Yeah. ever since the Pikachu car.
Yeah, ever since I fucking rolled.
Hell yeah.
Well. When I flew that one, I made it a little longer.
I like how you said that.
Yeah.
Because I got shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
After flying it. I drank about another month or two after I got shot. And then I did that weird shit that I did.
went on a tangent. Poof,
done.
Like, all right.
I tell you one thing like I really like about like you and your sobriety from alcohol. You don't make it your fucking identity.
Fuck no.
Yeah. I can't stand to be around a motherfucker like let's just say it was like me and you and we ain't hung out in a while. You hit me up and be like, hey man, let's meet over in Tuscaloosa and like let's get a bite to eat. Yeah. And I pick like Southern Ale House and then you call me back. It's like, that's a bar and grill. I can't be around bars. That ain't my fucking problem, buddy.
No. That's not what you were calling about.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, I'm like, I appreciate drinking. I do. I can't do it, personally. But I don't mind it.
Be around it? I mean, you're obviously around it right now.
I used to serve it. You know, I used to make drinks and shit. Yeah. And then it bothered me a little bit then.
Yeah.
Because when I was, you know, bartending before, I was drinking when I was doing it. And... it's kind of hard not to.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't like it in either direction. Like, I don't like it when someone makes their drinking or their smoking or whatever they do their identity. And then I also don't like it, like, when you used to get fucked up and now you're sober, that's your whole identity. That's almost worse to me.
The uppity sober people, I can't fucking stand them, dude.
And, like, every opportunity they get, like, they pick up a water and be like, this water reminds me of being 6 months sober. I'm like, dude,
that's
enough. That's enough.
We know.
Good
shit,
job.
That would even piss me off. I'd be like, keep going, buddy. You're doing the good thing. Keep fighting the good fight. Now shut the fuck up about it.
Oh, while we're here, we had this great chair, this table. Behind Danny, we had the pleasure of looking right at it.
I had almost died. Yes. I had just come back from almost choking to death on a piece of steak.
Yeah.
And this kid just was, I don't know, he talked the entire fucking time.
I don't think he took one breath.
And I'm just sitting here.
I don't think he ate.
He didn't. He couldn't have. His mouth was running the whole damn time.
I'm just sitting. That boy talked so much as sun.
Yeah.
He got sunburned.
Like, it felt like he changed subjects, but you never knew when he changed the subject. He just kept on talking.
I was sitting there after I got my composure back after almost dying. I'm like, I don't have a murderous rage often, but I have it right now with that fucking kid. That little fucker. And I had started, he was making me so mad, I had started getting louder and louder bitching about it.
And then he mumbled something across. I was like, are you talking about the damn kid behind me? Yeah. It's like, damn, that's some shit.
Like, shut the fuck up the whole time we've been here.
I said something too, because right when you brought it up, I started noticing it was.
If you can't have your crotch goblin in adult settings without them being able to be silent, they do not need to be invited to adult settings.
No.
That was tough, man.
We were in the fucking bar.
Yeah, the bar area.
We were in the fucking bar section.
Yeah.
And there was this fucking little shithead just. I'm sitting here dying. I'm like, this is good.
John does the best about to die, because then nobody know. He was just kind of like, all right, I'm over here.
I was sitting right next to him. I had no idea.
Yeah, no clue.
Trey noticed it. Trey noticed, and I was sitting on there. I was like.
You finally got it loose.
I got it loose. And then the little fucking crotch goblin bastard just. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like.
Yeah, that was a.
Yeah, I don't usually get like that.
I guess the parents finally gave him a damn phone or something, because he shut up like right before we were about to leave.
We were getting ready to go. Wait a minute,
what happened?
It was
the office.
Yeah, just like
the most silence we'd had the entire time we were there in this little fucker. All he needed was a goddamn screen to look at.
Why couldn't you give that to him first?
Why don't y'all just automatically just give the fucking little tablet kid his fucking tablet, slap him in the back of the head, and tell him to shut the fuck up and play a stupid game?
Like, not to just go back. Well, back when I was a young man. But if I would have done that in the restaurant, my dad would have scooped me up out of that table and come with me.
Uh-huh.
We're headed to the bathroom.
We're going to have a talking.
I'm probably going to get. Hit by a belt at least twice and get my ass chewed out.
Mm-hmm. See, my dad, I would have gotten in very big trouble too. My dad would have waited until we got to the car and he'd be like, all right, you gonna learn how to act in a restaurant? What are you talking about, daddy? Shut the fuck up. Well, it wouldn't be that bad, but he would whoop my ass, like, completely, because when I was young, kids were not supposed to speak.
Oh no, they were there to be seen, not heard. Yeah.
You don't speak unless you're. Yeah, that was the fucking rule. Yep. I don't know why that's changed, and kids think they can fucking intervene in adult conversation. Like, well, I don't want to get it.
They don't want to discipline them anymore. They don't want to give them any kind of direction. They just want to let them be what they are. Like, fuck, man.
You got to tell these little bastards.
Kids are fucking retarded.
They are stupid.
Don't let them be a kid. Let them be a kid, but don't let them be a kid around adults.
they need to be trained. They don't come out of the womb
knowing, like,
to shut the fuck up.
To be damn civil.
Yeah, you have to tell them that. And there was this group. There was two, three, four adults and two kids, maybe. Yeah, I think something like that.
Yeah, the other kid was a little older.
That kid again.
If I ever see that kid again.
Whoop. His ass.
You learn.
I almost wanted to go back to him, but hey, I got my belt on. If y'all need one, I'll let you borrow it.
I got one right here.
It's leather too. It's nice. It's Carhartt.
Then he got mad. At one point, he got mad, like slammed on the table and shit. I'd have been like,
you
ass would have been whooped by.
If I would have fucking did some shit like that, I'd
just that wouldn't have been. That wouldn't have happened in the first place. I think that's when they gave him the phone. Then he got all. He lost his shit all of a sudden, and then they're like, here,
just shut up. Look at the phone. Silence.
Yep. Not a word. My God, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, there goes our little rant about...
Take care of your fucking crotch goblins. If you got them in a goddamn restaurant, tell them to shut the fuck up. People don't want to hear their stupid fucking shit. Nobody wants to hear about kid shit.
Nope. Don't want to hear about roadblocks or fucking...
Like, we're sitting here, we're Minecraft having conversations about, I don't know what random shit we were talking about. You know, we were talking about normal shit in a normal fucking tone. And I walked to the fucking bathroom and could still hear that little bastard just...
on the other side of the restaurant, yeah.
And I just wanted to die. I really wished I had choked to death.
It's like, I shouldn't have got it. Shouldn't have got it loose.
Yeah, get a wheel rubbed up first.
Yeah. Do not resuscitate. Just let me die.
DNR. Car goes to closest daughter.
Yeah, that's about it.
There we go.
Have the car, Zoe.
Yeah.
She's like, my car is better than yours.
We got a lot of people moving.
Really?
Yeah. I was hoping to do one more show. I mean, we could do it over Zoom. It's not a big deal. But, you know, Monk's moving.
Oh, shit.
To Vermont.
Why?
Burlington.
Okay. Vermont's cool.
They want change. They want, and you know, okay. He wants to be somewhere where it's colder.
I don't fucking blame him.
I mean,
it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It was 115 Wednesday.
Yeah. JC Long's moved. He's moving to Virginia.
Damn, really?
And I mean, like, those are just two heaters right there.
Yeah.
Like, good people, you know. That's gonna suck.
That always sucks when long term people move away.
Yeah. I mean, just in Columbus is like, rule of thumb is like, you know, you never get too close to anybody that works at the Air Force Base, or you never get close to anybody like that's just kind of going to school.
There for school, yeah, because they ain't gonna be around long at all. Yeah,
like you put in time, you get to know them, you become close, and the next thing you know, they're being shipped off to God knows where.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, see you, buddy.
Start over again. Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, I mean, wherever they go, that just means like that's somewhere you can be. No, the fuck it's not.
No, it's not. That's over.
I'm not. No.
No.
No. I'm not going across country to see a friend I had for 3 years.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going to jump on a plane either.
No.
I ain't going overseas. Forget it. I don't have to see Italy.
Yeah, and that's like I've got some good friends that's moved away, and I'm like, yeah, only time we're gonna talk is on social media.
Yeah, just accept it, man. It is what it is.
And I mean, as the older you get, the easier it is to accept, because you know when you're younger and a friend moves away, it's fucking on like heartbreaking.
Yeah, like damn.
Damn. Yeah, and now it's like, all right,
that's,
man.
That's a normal thing, man. It's like,
keep,
all right.
Keep rocking and rolling, dude. Yeah.
I wish the best for you.
Man, I remember, like, just, you know, early days, like, teenage years, early 20s, like, friends, but also, like, if you found somebody, like, that you jam out with, or, like, you riff with, or, like, you know, y'all are both kind of creative in the same kind of way, they move, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. That's...
It's like, you might, like, give up a hobby over it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I probably haven't played disc golf in a year. You know, I used to play disc golf all the time.
I couldn't tell you last time I played. I think last time I talked about it, I decided it was gay.
It's a lot of fun. I'm not going to say that.
I love it. I'm just messing. But
I mean, it is hot, though. I mean, you're out there with a bunch of folks.
It's the best weed sport.
Best weed sport ever. Because, I mean, you're at your own pace. Usually, there's nobody like rushing you. You're out in the middle of the woods. There's nobody really around except for the people you're playing with. And then you know, you just smoke weed and throwing plastic at baskets.
Yeah. Get that chain. Oh, well, movies.
just cultural talk. As far as music goes, man, I don't check out Clothes on Sundays. It's on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook.
Do you do it live? Do you go live?
No, I don't. I thought
he
about doing it.
He uploads it pretty quick, though.
Yeah. Thought about doing it live. But the thing about it right now, it's like I have one in the cannon. Just in case, like, we have a no-call, no-show. Like, I always have one. I'd like to have two or three just
back. Just having it ready just to drop in case you need to.
Yeah. Because I want to be consistent with it.
Yeah.
Even though it's inconsistent, like, I might drop it on Thursday. It might be Friday. It might be Saturday. And really, like, if you want to know why that is, it's like, oh, man, the store has been, like, not as busy as I'd like for it to be. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm going to drop this video Thursday morning and see if, like, we can... Oh, yeah. Those guys. Yeah, don't forget about us. We're here. But, today was damn near pitch perfect.
Now, how many people? Six, seven people total?
10 in the building total, counting Hunter.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, not bad. That was a,
I was proud of that.
That was a good little turnout.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Anything else to do before we go? Anything else y'all would like to share or talk about?
I can't think of it.
I was thinking the 311 concert was like next week, but we got a little time.
We got a couple, it's the 20th, end of this month.
I am in on that though, so yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to go see Ryan Adams' 21st anniversary of Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
He was playing up at Graceland in Memphis, but. That was yesterday.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Memphis,
dude. Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, did myself a favor.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Memphis until they get the in and out. They get in.
Yeah, and as soon as Memphis gets the in and out, we're going.
Oh yeah, we're going. We got to.
Hell yeah.
If you've never had in and out burger, oh my god.
We'll go to Tunica and then go to Memphis.
Casino. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's my game. They play cards at Tunica?
Yeah.
I like to play Bag of Rat.
We're going to play Goldfish.
And Blackjack. And Uno.
Yeah, they got Uno now. I forgot. Yeah.
What?
I got Uno in Vegas.
I'll VPN to Vegas and play it online.
Good. Good. All right, everybody. Hey, thank y'all so much for listening, watching the show. Audio version, of course, will have music. Thank y'all. See ya.
Peace. I'm getting one of them Colts or Kool-Aids. Where they at?
Back right?
They ain't got no problem, do they?
Nope, they're just so.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.